This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the Quad stands as the vital force for stability, progress and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar reaffirmed the commitment for addressing the region's need together with Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong, Japan's Foreign Minister Takeshi Iwawa and USA's Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. On the occasion of the 20th anniversary of the Quad, a joint statement from the Quad foreign ministers said that what started as an emergency response to the catastrophe has grown into a full-fledged partnership. It has also said that the Quad countries now work together and with partners across the Indo-Pacific. It addresses the complex challenges from fighting the climate change, cancer and pandemic to bolstering the quality infrastructure, counter-terrorism efforts and cybersecurity. India's core sector's output growth increased by 4.3% in November this year on annual basis, showed the data released by the Ministry of Commerce yesterday. The production of cement, coal, steel, electricity, refinery products and the fertilizers recorded the positive growth as per the data. The coal production increased by 7.5%, petroleum refinery products rose by 2.9%, the fertilizers witnessed an uptick of 2%, steel increased by 4.8% and the cement surged by 13%, while electricity gained 3.8% in November of the current fiscal year. Meanwhile, the crude oil contracted by 2.1% and the natural gas declined by 1.9% in comparison to the same month last year. The combined index of the 8 core industries measures the combined and the individual performance of the production of 8 core industries, which are the cement, coal, crude oil, electricity, fertilizers, natural gas, refinery products and steel. The 8 core industries comprise 40.27% of the weight of the items included in the index of the industrial production. The government has said that the space economy will grow nearly 5 times in the next decade, from $8.4 billion to around $44 billion. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Minister of the State for Atomic Energy and Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh said, under the leadership of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India will lead in space biology. He said that investment in the space sector reached 1,000 crore rupees in 2023 alone, placing India as a frontline player globally. The minister highlighted that the India's space sector has emerged as a significant foreign exchange earner. He said that €220 million earned in the launching of the foreign satellites, 85% of the total was generated in the last 8 years. The minister said that 2024 has been an important year for the Indian space sector. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi has remarked that the country is a powerhouse of talent filled with innumerable inspiring life journeys showcasing the innovation and courage. In a social media post, Mr. Modi cited an example of the Green Army and hailed their pioneering work of inspiration. The Green Army is a group of determined women in Deodhra, in Varanasi, who raises the awareness against drugs and gambling, celebrates the birth of every girl child like a festival, and fights against dowry. The group's journey began with the establishment of the slipper-making factory, with the first pair of slippers sent to the Prime Minister. After a few days, the group received a letter of appreciation from Mr. Modi, where he expressed the pride over the group. People across the globe are bidding farewell to 2024 and welcoming 2025 as cities across the world prepare for the New Year celebrations that highlight the local cultures and traditions. The Pacific Island nation of Kiribati was the first country to ring in 2025. Meanwhile, the people of Delhi NCR are all set to welcome the New Year 2025. On the eve of New Year, the streets have been lit up. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people on the eve of New Year 2025. In a message, the president said that the New Year marks the beginning of new hopes, dreams and aspiration in everyone's life. And that is the end of this news bulletin.